Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Early New Year's Day and the Sugar Bowl, which was delayed yesterday, is being played right now. President Biden this afternoon.
People in New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with his deluded ideology overcome us.
And the investigation continues into that attack that killed 14 people. Dozens are injured. The driver of that truck that rammed the crowd, shot dead by police, is now believed to have been a lone wolf. FBI Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Jabbar, an Army veteran from Texas, is believed to have been radicalized over the past several months. His truck found with an ISIS flag inside. This is ABC News. Thousands of well-wishers expected to pay respects to the late President Jimmy Carter in the coming days at the Carter Center in Atlanta and also in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
This is someone who is a former president. This is someone who won the Nobel Peace Prize. This is someone who's known all over the world, who had world leaders at his home, who hosted world leaders. But to them in Plains, this was just Mr. Jimmy. Mr. Jimmy they saw down the street who would grab ice cream. Mr. Jimmy who had a wide grin and would say hi to their family members and say hello to the kids.
Former President Carter's state funeral will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. on January 9th. A Danish-Swedish farm dog is now the newest breed in the American Kennel Club's lineup. That means the breed of small dogs is now eligible to compete for Best in Show trophies. The Danish-Swedish farm dog is the American Kennel Club's 202nd breed. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
For top-notch wick buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Partly cloudy and cool, becoming breezy and crisp for tonight, I should say, with a low of 11. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow, it will be blustery and cooler with a high of 19. Winds northwest 15 to 20. And clear with frigid wind chills tomorrow night, a low of 5. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15. Currently in Richland Center, our current temperature is 23 degrees with the winds out of the east at 7 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 14 degrees outside.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin election officials are launching an investigation into how nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted in Madison. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously today to investigate whether Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. According to commission documents, the clerk staff told the commission December 18th that they had discovered 193 absentee ballots from the November 5th election that hadn't been counted. Witzel Bell's office said the ballots were found in a courier bag and inside a tabulator. The clerk's office said in a news release, December 26th, that the ballots didn't affect the outcome of any race or referendum. Congress passed an extension of the Farm Bill, a relief for many farmers, but that means they're working with benefits and prices that were negotiated 6 years ago. On top of that, President-elect Donald Trump has promised to cut government costs across the board. Add potential tariffs to the equation, and experts are worried about the agriculture industry. Paul Mitchell is an agriculture and economics professor at UW-Madison.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Mitchell says old prices aren't the only problem with extending the current farm bill. He says crop insurance and conservation programs are at risk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing more than $7.5 million in 26 cooperative agreements that support innovative, scalable waste management plans to reduce and divert food waste from landfills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The composting and food waste reduction cooperative agreements are part of USDA's broad support for urban agriculture. The CFWR program is jointly administered by USDA's Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production, and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The selected projects will be implemented between now and 2027. USDA prioritized projects that anticipate or demonstrate economic benefits, incorporate plans to make compost easily accessible to farmers, including community gardeners, integrate other food waste strategies, including food recovery efforts, and collaborate with multiple partners. Recipients include projects in 15 states and one territory, including two states that will be first-time participants in the program. The Sun Prairie Food Residential Event and School Compost Undertaking Pilot Project, selected in Wisconsin, will integrate full-service composting into six major citywide events in Sun Prairie. These events include implementing lunchtime composting programs, share tables, a food waste reduction competition, and food waste-focused curriculum into select schools in the Sun Prairie Area School District, pilot an 18-month curbside composting service for residents, and distribute compost to community gardens and urban farms while engaging these producers in a workshop centered around sustainable agriculture practices. The food rescue pilot is expected to reach 12,000 people, divert 65,000 pounds of food waste from the landfill, produce 43,000 pounds of compost, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 27 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents. A man is in custody and is accused of attempted homicide after a shooting earlier this week. In a release, Tomah police said that a 46-year-old man was arrested in Sauk County Tuesday. At 1:15 Tuesday morning, police found an 80-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The man was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police then found the alleged shooter's children safe in Juneau County. At about 7 o'clock Tuesday, the 46-year-old man was arrested. He is being recommended for multiple charges, including attempted homicide. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road HH and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. Homicides in Milwaukee dropped for a second year in a row. Milwaukee Police Department data showed the total number of homicides for 2024 at 131, 41 fewer than the total in 2023. The city's record year for homicides was 215 in 2023. Though the 2024 total took a drastic drop, it still doesn't match up with pre-pandemic numbers for total homicides. The data also showed that non-fatal shootings were down by about a quarter and carjackings increased by 11%. Communities across Wisconsin are hanging on to a lot of road salt. Plover Village Administrator Steve Kuntz says between carryover from last year and ordering for this year, they've had to get creative.
You have to buy salt so far in advance, and we didn't really need any salt, but you can't, if you don't get it, you don't get it. We actually had to finagle a little bit, work with the county a little bit to have them take some of our salt because we didn't have any place to put it because our shed is full, which is great. It's a good position to be in.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. A reminder to slow down when driving in the winter. The Wisconsin State Patrol tells WXPR in Rhinelander that drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the best conditions possible on the roads. Captain Bradley O'Kane says any snow, ice, or slush on roads will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. You should also give more space between cars on the road since it is harder to stop. Drivers who slide into the ditch are advised to stay in their vehicle and call 911. That's safer than getting out to inspect the damage and risk getting hit by another vehicle. One Wisconsin city brought in the new year in a uniquely Wisconsin way. A Limburger cheese box made by Monroe High School students was dropped, but with a catch. The drop did not actually take place at midnight Wisconsin time, but instead at 5 p.m., which was midnight in Switzerland. Celebrating a Swiss cheesy New Year, the celebration had a variety of events like yodelers, flame twirlers, and a brown Swiss cow named Princess Margaret. Over 100 pounds of cheese was given away at the event. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that they will be able to target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting January 4th through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Any trout caught during this time will need to be immediately released. All anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. Tips on how to release your catch responsibly can be found on the DNR's Responsible Release webpage. Anglers will be able to keep the trout they catch once the general hook and line season opens on May 3rd, provided bag limits and length requirements are met. Check the guide to Wisconsin's trout fishing regulations for specifics. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are both good until March 31st, and can be purchased online through Go Wild or at one of many licensed sales locations throughout the state. After April 1st, anglers will need a 2025-26 fishing license and inland trout stamp. For a look at trout streams across the state, access the Trout Tool and additional trout fishing information on the DNR's Inland Trout Fishing webpage. A peregrine falcon born at a Wisconsin power plant has been spotted in the wild. That bird named Trapper was spotted by a bird watcher in Sheboygan Falls this fall. Once peregrines leave the nest, they are rarely spotted in the wild again. Trapper was one of nine chicks that was born at a We Energies power plant in 2024. The falcon program at We Energies has helped raise over 450 chicks since it started in 1992. The winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle are on New Year's Day. The winner of $50 was Sally Maxwell of Richland Center on ticket number 112. Today's winner of $25 is Rhonda Marish of Richland Center on ticket number 176.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62 of Boscobel, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held Friday at noon at Backroads Church in Boscobel. burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to Feed My Starving Children or American Family Children's Hospital. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held next Thursday, January 9th at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home next Thursday, January 9th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday, January 10th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
As we bid farewell to 2024 and ring in the new year, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society wants to take this opportunity to say thank you to its members and friends for all of their generous donations this past year. Donations of time, donations of service and gifts, including financial donations, are always greatly appreciated. And speaking of financial donations, remember this week is your final opportunity to give 2024 tax-deductible financial donations to your favorite charities. And finally, OMHS wishes you and your family, including your pets, a joyful and safe end of the holiday season and a happy and healthy 2025. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Not too bad of a day out there. Still kind of hanging on to some mild temperatures as highs reach the upper 20s with partly cloudy skies. Now, this evening, things are getting cooler. We've got winds pulling out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour right now, cranking up to about 15 miles per hour overnight, and really shifting into gear at 20 mile per hour wind gusts tomorrow. Now sure, that doesn't sound too bad, but when you pair that with a cold spell, things are going to be feeling quite frigid. In fact, by early tomorrow morning, it'll probably be feeling near zero. And as high temperatures tomorrow only tap the upper teens, I dress for it really feeling more like the single digits. It'll be a blustery and much cooler one with partly cloudy skies. Even more clouds clear out tomorrow night, which means even colder temperatures as we crash to near 5 degrees. With winds still feisty out of the northwest, we're going to have some frigid wind chills, feeling near negative 15 to possibly 20 below. So another crisp and cold start to our Saturday, and the day doesn't change much either. Highs reach the upper teens and winds stay breezy. The good news is, though, is the skies stay sunny. So an overall bright and beautiful weekend ahead. But do keep in mind, we do see more clouds rolling in on Sunday. Things get a little darker, but a touch warmer. Highs reach 20. And I'm sure you've seen it, the big storm system Sunday moving down to the south and not hitting us. With major snow and ice accumulations expected to hit the south, we sit here quite quiet on Sunday. And moving into next week, it'll be partly sunny and slightly warmer on Monday. Highs reach the mid-20s, and we slide again to the low 20s for Tuesday. Still partly cloudy. Wednesday, it'll be beautiful with a mix of sun and clouds, but those cold temperatures take over again, sliding back to the mid-teens. And those overnight lows in the single digits. So yes, as we flip the page to a new calendar year, winter weather has really sunk in. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 23 degrees after a high today of 26 and a morning low of 13. Yesterday's high was 26 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1894 is 57, with a record low of 26 below that was set back in 1979. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 22. Sunset took place tonight at 4:37 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. The winds are out of the southeast at 4 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 18. Our barometric reading is 30.20, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 23 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Here's Phil Nee with a look at tonight's area prep sports action.
Lafarge is playing at Riverdale in boys and girls basketball tonight. The boys game starts at 6 and the girls at 7:30. Other girls games, Highland travels to Blackhawk, Baraboo at Mauston, and Luther at Cashton. In boys basketball, make up games in the Ridge and Valley, Seneca at Kickapoo, and Ithaca is playing at Wazika Steuben. Cooley Christian Providence travels to Brookwood, North Crawford at Westby, Platteville is at Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and River Valley visits Richland Center. We'll have the game on WRCO tonight. The Hornets may be the tallest team River Valley has played so far. Here's Coach Luke Thatcher.
And I think it makes for a very different and difficult matchup for us. Their length, their size, I think, is going to change the way that we've seen the game. They do like to pressure. It's just going to be a very interesting matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing who shows up to compete tonight.
RC coach Brian Poles talked to me today about the game being a possible contrast of styles.
Yeah, I think so. You know, for us, we want to
you know, maybe try to extend our defense a little bit, make them a little bit more uncomfortable. You'll probably see that a little bit more than what we usually do. But offensively, we have a size advantage, and we go into that almost every game knowing that we've got to try to focus on getting that basketball inside and really taking advantage of our size. So we'll see if we can do that, and which team can kind of impose their preferences will probably come out on top.
Pregame time 7:15 tonight on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. Nine-tenths of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The Badgers men's basketball team will open their 2025 portion of their schedule with a game tomorrow against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa carries a 10-3 record overall and has split two Big Ten conference games. The Hawkeyes are second in the country, scoring nearly 90 points a game. Sophomore Owen Freeman averages just over 17, and senior Peyton Sanford comes in at 16.5. Tip-off for tomorrow night's game at the Kohl Center will be at 6, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and 1450. Gaining momentum matters more to the Green Bay Packers than improving their playoff seeding as the year gears up for the postseason against their longtime punching bag, the slumping Chicago Bears. Green Bay is currently positioned at the number 7 seed in the NFC, which could result in a trip to Philadelphia for the wild card round. The Packers could earn the 6th seed if they beat the Bears on Sunday, and the Washington Commanders lose at Dallas. Coach Matt LaFleur says he intends to treat this game like any other and will play his starters. The Bears have lost 10 straight since a 4-2 start. Giannis Antetokounmpo tells reporters Bucks coach Doc Rivers gets the credit for the team's come-from-behind 120-112 win over the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Milwaukee was trailing 83-64 in the third period when the coach motivated his players to come roaring back. Led by an energized Antetokounmpo, the Bucks ran Indiana off the court 56-29 the rest of the way. The 8-time All-NBA power forward scored just 4 points in the first half, but he finished the game with 30, a dozen rebounds, and 5 assists. Brooklyn visits the Pfizer Forum tonight. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo is the early leader in fan balloting for the NBA All-Star Game, and LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers seems well on his way towards extending his record and getting picked for a 21st time. The first update on All-Star voting for the season revised games was released Thursday, with Antetokounmpo the overall leader with about 1.7 million votes. Denver's Nikola Jokic is second overall with about 1.4 million votes, which is tops among all Western Conference players. And Brewers fans used to love him, now not so much. A Journal Sentinel poll to pick the Wisconsin sports villain of 2024 has an early leader. Former Milwaukee manager Craig Counsell, a fan favorite for years, leads the way with more than 57% of the votes. His abdication to move south to lead the Cubs is why he gets more votes than all of his competitors combined. ChiCitySports.com speculates the vote would have been even more one-sided a few months ago. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of all your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
This Christmas, Mark's Auto Body and Mechanical is celebrating their amazing customers. They hope this season brings joy and that 2025 is filled with exciting opportunities for all.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hogs were mixed Thursday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering and technical buying. Crop conditions in most of Brazil remain generally favorable, but southern areas and parts of Argentina could see a drier pattern soon. That also supported meal, as Argentina is the world's leading exporter of that product. March beans were 1.5 higher at 10.12. May was 2.75 higher at 10.25. March bean meal was up $3 at $3.19.90. March bean oil was down 9 points at $40.27. Corn was modestly higher, watching conditions in South America, with about a fifth of Argentina's crop pollinating. Ethanol production was up on the week, despite the decline in margins. March corn was one higher at 459.5, and May was up a penny and a half at 467.25. And wheat was down on profit-taking, technical selling, and the higher trade in the dollar during the session. Wheat's monitoring harvest activity in the southern hemisphere and Russia's exports. A winter storm in the U.S. plains and Midwest could impact crop conditions. March Chicago was 5.75 lower at 545.75. March Kansas City was down 7.5 at 551.75. March Minneapolis wheat was down 6.25 at 589.5. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply, watching direct business develop at higher prices. More on that in a moment. February live is up $2 at $193.60. April was $1.77 higher at $196.05. March feeders were up $3.22 at $266.20. April feeders were $2.97 higher at $266.52. And nearby hogs were down. Deferred months were up on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. February lean was down 15 at 81.15, and April was 2 cents lower at 86.55. I'll have that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Thursday afternoon, light direct cash cattle business was ongoing in Kansas and Texas at $195 to $196 on the live basis. That's $2 to $3 higher than last week's weighted averages. Things remained pretty quiet in the north with bids in Nebraska at $198 live and $310 dressed. With moderate movement, choice box beef was down 74 cents at $323.48 and select beef was 29 lower at $294.23. The estimated cattle slaughter of 125,000 head was up 6,000 on the week, but slightly lower than a year ago. At the major direct hog markets, national direct barrows and gilts were steady with a weighted average of $80.08 in late to moderate negotiated movement. Iowa Southern Minnesota had a weighted average of $80.35, and the Western Corn Belt was down 22 cents at $79.86. The pork carcass cutout value was 98 cents lower at $89.32. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was down 1,000 on the week and just over 2,000 on the year. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced that federal funding is available in Missouri for eligible governments and certain private organizations to repair damage caused by tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding in early November. The funding is available on a cost-sharing basis. More news after this.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Temperatures are dropping in parts of the Midwest, which has livestock producers like Brady Zuck from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, checking to make sure the animals have some shelter from wind, plenty of water, and good quality feed.
Adjusting that ration a little bit as we see that cold weather coming, just to put a tick more energy for them.
Nebraska farmer Logan Breidenmeyer tells Brownfield.
Portable windbreak panels and calf shelters to try to keep everyone out of the weather.
Several USDA reports have been released today. 249 million eggs entered incubation. That's down 455,000 from the previous month. 465 million bushels of corn went into fuel alcohol production, down 1% from October, but 2% above a year ago. And the soybean crush above expectations at 210 million bushels. That's 6 million lower than the all-time high in October, but 10 million higher than a year ago. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Understanding climate resilience in crops. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An agronomy professor at Kansas State University is helping lead a study on climate resilience in crops and sustainable intensification of agriculture. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Vera Prasad, who says the new project continues work managed during the past 10 years by K-State's Sustainable Intensification Innovation Lab, a project that he also led. More after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Kansas State University agronomy professor Vera Prasad is helping lead a study funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development that investigates climate resilience in crops and improved uses of precision technology.
What we first want to do is to understand how these high temperature events or the drought events impacts the productivity of the crops, whether it is related to the grain numbers or the grain size, or the plant growth and development itself. Once we understand that, then we'll go ahead and screen the available germplasm. So we would like to screen them and identify which of those genotypes or varieties are more tolerant to these stresses.
Researchers will use traditional breeding programs to develop new varieties.
Where we initially identify the genotypes within the same crop species which are tolerant and use the traditional breeding program to develop new varieties. This is primarily because there are a lot of issues around the world related to export of food grains around the world, so that's why we are cognizant of that issues.
Prasad says a digital and decision agriculture consortium will also be formed.
So by using these digital technologies and the precision tool technologies, we can actually make sure that we are not wasting any of our inputs, because these are very precious inputs or expensive inputs, so we would like to use them very efficiently, and these digital and the precision technologies are going to be key, whether it is smallholder farmers, medium or large farmers. Effectively using the inputs is one of the ways we can improve or increase the profitability.
Partnering countries include Bangladesh, Cambodia, Ethiopia, Ghana, Guatemala, Honduras, Senegal, and Tanzania. Prasad says farm production and agriculture production systems are similar in each country, but on a much smaller scale.
In terms of acreage, it could be anywhere between 2 acres to 15, 20, 30 acres farms we're looking at. But the challenges are the same. They want farming to be profitable, and they want to make sure that their inputs they are using are efficiently done so that their net income is going to be high. They want to make sure that they are resilient to these extreme environmental events, whether it is rainfall or temperatures. And also they want to make sure that they have access to market and the pricing of the commodities are good.
Funding of up to $50 million will be provided over the next 5 years through the U.S. Feed the Future program. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
As the holiday season fills the air with joy, we wish you a Christmas filled with laughter, love, and cherished moments. May your days be merry and bright, and may the new year bring you nothing but happiness and success. Warmest holiday wishes to you and yours from Napa Auto and Truck Parts, KJ Cold Storage, Other Brothers Creamery, and by Total Protect.
This Friday, January 3rd, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola will be holding a beef cow sale along with a regular Friday feeder sale. We'll start at 1 o'clock. Beef cows include 3 red cows with December calves at their side, 6 red cows, 2 good quality black heifers, and 2 black cows, all bred for spring calving. Our sale order will be the baby calves, slaughter cows, beef cows, and then the feeder cattle. Some of the feeder cattle include 6 red bulls, 650 pounds, 3 red heifers, 750 pounds, 20 black vaccinated crossbred black calves, 500 pounds, 3 black bulls, 600 pounds, and a few packages of lighter weight Holstein steers. Whether you have slaughter, feeder, or dairy cattle, contact Darren and Colton or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
I can never hate you, even if I try. Girl, I love you too much, and I've loved you too long to fight. It ain't always a bad thing saying goodbye. And the last thing that I wanna be is a waste of your time. There's nothing I
I could say to make you understand. That was Brett Young on Country and Community with You Didn't at 5:48. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till we bring you high school basketball action, boys basketball. Yes, the first basketball broadcast of 2025, and that features River Valley at Richland Center. And as I mentioned, the pregame will start at around 7:15. Mr. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And right now, our temperature is 23 degrees in Richland Center. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Feels a little more like 16 out there. So either way, no matter what the temperature is, it's cold out there. And that wind is kind of bites. I stepped out to take something out to the mailbox a bit ago, and man, it was cold. And doesn't get any better. It looks like tonight's supposed to get down to 11, 10 to 15. So with no doubt the wind chills will be in the single digits, probably close to that zero mark. So be wherever you are, even if you're traveling, be sure to have something along just in case something happens to your car. That way you don't freeze in the vehicle. So please be careful out there, folks, during this cold weather that we are having. Just wanted to let you know that Celebrate Recovery RC meets every Thursday night from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food is available starting at 5:30. And so that is already available. So Celebrate Recovery Richland Center is sponsored by the Grace Community Church. And the Church of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints offers a free course to anyone who wants to learn English. The class runs from 7 to 8 every Thursday from 11 until noon every Saturday at the church located at Executive Lane in Richland Center. For more information, call 262-893-3763.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Calling all scrapbookers and card makers. You can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers at your local craft supply store, the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
It's the half price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
From the team at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, best wishes for a happy holiday season. They are deeply grateful for their customers and look forward to serving you in the new year. Arthur's Supper Club would like to thank their customers for another fantastic year. Wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
I knew from the moment I met you on the second floor of your mom's house in Manhattan. more than just friends. All these years later proves my intuition right in the end. To say it was all easy would just be a lie. But I'm so glad we both made it here tonight. Because now
life of crime, 'cause that's what I'll have to do to keep. The Joker ain't the only fool who would do anything for you.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. New Orleans reopening Bourbon Street following the deadly ramming attack killing 14 victims. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says a group, including the mayor, have paid respects to those